Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who have not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Give me 1 second. Hallelujah. We blessed be the name of the Lord. I'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen to each and every one under the sound of my voice. Amen, across the globe and now. Amen, the radio audience, internet audience, amen. God bless, God bless, God bless. Welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. And all of these other things shall be added unto us. So if this is your first time with us, please enjoy our services. This is our Praise Wednesday, our Praise Wednesday. Hallelujah. And we just want to give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he is good and he is worthy. Amen. Of the praise. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And it is always a pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. We'd like to begin this morning, amen, with a creative reading coming from our Minister Thurman in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. She is a poet who did not know it, amen, but she knows it now, amen, and she is growing, amen, in that gift and in that calling and being a blessing to all of her readers. Amen. And so we want to begin with her on this morning. And to God be praise, glory, and all of the honor. God bless you, Minister Thurman. Are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, this morning, first giving honor to God, hallelujah, my Lord and Savior. I'm going to have two readings. My first reading is called It Takes Courage to Have Faith. And my second reading is a tribute to my husband, Jerry, that I wrote. It's like a memorial for him because he didn't realize what became of my life after his death. It's a tribute to him. It takes courage to have faith, courage to believe without a doubt, to believe within and without. Courage to doubt fear no more, to have faith forevermore. Courage with power and might. Courage to continue this fight. Because it takes faith to make this thing work. True faith to run the energy berserk. No wavering, just holding fast, knowing our faith in God will last. We are the first, we're not the last. Courage. Courage to live a life of faith, putting our trust in God we wait, for him to move his mighty hand. We're all a part of his perfect plan, now giving authority and dominion, and with God's backing and courage, in my opinion. It takes a lot of love to have faith. Look, we need not wait. Courage and love, let's celebrate. We have arrived. We are not late. Courage to believe, to receive, to cleave, and to achieve, to be deceived. It takes courage to have faith. My second one is, who knew? Who knew that through you, your legacy would be born? That through all your pain, misguidance, misfortune, misery, troubled life and soul, that such beauty would emerge and joy, happiness, contentment, and peace would come through? That through your lineage, souls would be saved and blessed? Who knew that your life's purpose was God's plan for his kingdom? That through you, his kingdom would be built. Your life would be used as an edifier so that his name would have its glory through you, that his smile abound and gave so much. Who knew that the gift of your life was heavenly sent to touch a nation, and you would never know what you left behind? But many would feel the wonderfulness that came from you, and God, that before he made the earth, when he thought about you, your master plan was already laid out. Kingdom would be glorified. He would join you in union with someone that loved you. God knew just what to do for your life. He said it wasn't going to be easy, that there would be hard times, a lot of ups and downs, so many misunderstandings. But with perseverance, there was put in you an understanding that growth, the deepness of your feelings and expressions, how the people loved you and flocked to you, and how your presence shined. No matter where you went, God knew the hearts of the people that you touched. But his master plan was always for his glory. Through you, that's what he got. We don't always understand God's ways or his purpose in our lives, but his glory will always come through. We exalt him for who he is. He is holy. Through this life, others will be saved. Others' heads will be turned towards the Father. Through your legacy, others will have their yearning of knowing Jesus. Little did you know our union would lead to such greatness in God's world. You'll never know that you were a hero. In God's kingdom, you were used as his instrument, a disciple undercover for his glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sometimes you live a whole lifetime out for your purpose. It is at the end. What a glorious thing. No bragging, no boasting, just done. Who knew? Peace and grace.
Amen, amen, and grace and peace be multiplied. Amen, Minister Joanne, we want to thank you, amen, for those two, amen, inspiring readings on today, amen. It takes courage to have faith. That's very, very accurate, amen, very creative, thank you. And a tribute to Jerry Thurman, who knew that through you, amen. So God bless you. Continue writing. And I can't wait to get my hands on one of those, the first autographed book. Amen. In Jesus'
yeah.
name.
God bless you.
Have a wonderful day. Amen. All right. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. On this, our Praise Wednesday. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Coming to us on this morning. Amen. To share with us. amen, what a portion of her testimony and whatever the Lord has put in her heart to share. You know, I think about this young lady, amen, and I see her boldness in the Lord. Amen, and how, you know, she just come on Facebook with her teachings and, you know, taking it across the globe, and I'm telling you, the anointing flowing on her, glory be to God, and how she would minister, amen, opportunities here on our platform and other platforms, and glory be to God, and I cover her. She don't even realize how much I cover her in the spirit. Amen, glory be to God, because I don't want to scare her. I never want to scare her, but I want her to be aware, amen. And then, amen, whenever you're out front like that, bold like that, committed like that, I'm telling you, you are a target in Satan's kingdom. Glory be to God. You are on his most wanted board. Amen. And so she was tested. She was tested with an ultimate test. Glory be to God. Amen. To try to stop her, really to try to kill her. Amen. That didn't work, to try to stop her, try to discourage her. Amen. Quiet her down. You know, live like the other ladies her age out there in the world, living loose. Amen. Practicing sin. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, she has rebounded, and she's still rebounding. Amen. And I'm telling you, we blessed be the name of the Lord. And so she has agreed, amen, to come this morning and share with us. I'm talking about none other, amen, than Evangelist Erica Bradford. Amen. Hallelujah. This woman of God, hallelujah, with this high anointing, amen, in Jesus' name. So at this time, amen, I want to introduce to some and present to others our evangelist, Erica, amen, that we might receive her this morning, amen, for her grace and for her abilities. God bless you, evangelist, and the floor is yours.
Do you believe in miracles? Do you believe in miracles? Do you believe in miracles? Have faith in God. God still works miracles. God still works miracles. God still works miracles. Have faith in God. I am a miracle. I am a miracle. I am a miracle. Have faith in God. You are a miracle. Your whole life, it is a miracle. You are a miracle. Have faith. Have faith in God. Anointing, follow. fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we love you. Lord, we say thank you, God. Glory be to your name, God. Hallelujah be to your name, God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on each and every person on this line this morning. Anointing fall on us. And God, we believe in miracles, Father God. God, not just by something we read or something we heard, God, but by the power of the living God that has shown itself in our lives. So we come to say thank you for another day, for the miracle of being alive on today when we should not be here, God, when statistics counted us out, when the reports said that we should be dead, when the drugs should have taken us out, when the turmoil should have taken us out, Father, when the devil meant to have his way, God, we say thank you for the miracle that we are still here. So, Father, thank you for this service, all that has been said and done so far. And we say thank you for your glory that continues to fall. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Good morning, family. It is an honor and a privilege to be before you once again. I am so grateful to be alive amongst the land of the living. I'm so grateful that the tests that came turned out to be a testimony. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The test is now a testimony in the name of Jesus. For those of you who do know or don't know, just briefly, I'm about to run it down to you. I had a house. I moved into a home on June 1st. I had a fire on June 5th. I moved out what I could on June 6th. I have been living in three different places since August the 2nd, and I am now back in my own place as of today. And glory be to God, because hell came and high waters came, the fire came, and the enemy came, but God still sits on the throne. Glory be to God. God still sits on the throne. Glory be to God. And I, through all of this experience, I feel that Job was tested. Amen. I feel that God and the enemy had a conversation about me. And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Erica?" And the Lord only put my name on the forefront because he knew that I would pass the test by his grace, by his mercy, by his provision, by the angels that are encamped round about me. I'm no good in myself. I'm only good by God. And the Lord knew that I would survive. The Lord knew that through the hiccups and through the obstacles, through the tears, through the stress, through the back pains, that God said that, "Have you considered my servant Erica?" So I am encouraged this morning. I am in another state of mind, and I'm asking that you continue to pray for me. I thank you for all of those who have been praying, who still are praying, for those of you who have sent monetary contributions. You know who you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my heart, from my mother, my dear sweet mother. There's no love like a mother's love. There's no love like a mother's love. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, mother. Thank you, mom, for being there and still being here. I appreciate you and I love you so much. This morning, the title of today's message is The Power of Agreement in Prayer. The power of agreement in prayer. And while the Holy Spirit is having me to talk to you and give you directions and instructions, this is also for me as well. Amen. So we're all a student of today's word. Amen. The power of agreement in prayer. And this message came to me. It started with last night. I was preparing to cook dinner, and this young lady that I know dropped into my spirit out of nowhere. I don't have her number. I only have her, I follow her on Facebook. So as I was allowing the Holy Spirit to guide me, I reached out to her on Facebook. And I don't know what she's going through or if she's going through anything. All I know is God told me to reach out to this young lady. So as the conversation continued between her and I, I asked her, how has she been? She responded back, I'm going through a lot. I feel that I'm in a transition period. I'm being shifted, I'm being taken to new dimensions. And then God told me to respond back with a simple question. What can I touch and agree with you on? She responded back, I'll be okay, just keep me in prayer. Now, I would have left it there, but the Holy Spirit told me to continue the conversation. I responded back to her with Matthew 18:19-20, which says, again, I say to you, two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. So I was reassuring her that if she feels comfortable to openly, verbally communicate with me what it is that she is believing God for, that she does not have to carry this burden alone, that we can combine our faith together that so this mountain can be removed, to please reach out to me because God laid you heavy on my heart and I would like to do this. I've been commissioned to do this. So she didn't tell me. She actually gave me her number and said, I'll call you tomorrow because it's a lot to unfold. So when I do speak to this young lady, just keep her in prayer, us in prayer, me in prayer, that the Holy Spirit would have me to say the right thing, say what to say, say what I'm supposed to say, and don't add nothing more. Amen. But that all led to today's message, which is the power of agreement in prayer. Me growing up in church, I'm 32 years old, and I would like to consider myself somewhat old school, probably more old school than new school, because I remember the time when churches had revivals and prayer nights, and there was nothing back in those days to get the people together to come to pray. Because there's something about unity. There's something about praying in unity. Oh, yes, God works wonders when we pray alone, but there's something about the power of unity prayer. Amen. So here we are living in a new time, living in this new norm, and we aren't gathered in an edifice together like before. We're not under a physical church location like we were before. God, us praying together over this phone is the same power as us coming together if we were in a church building, because it's the unity, amen. But even if COVID-19 wasn't here and the pandemic wasn't here, there still has been a change in our faith culture when it comes to praying. People don't really believe in unity, in gathering of prayer anymore, in the agreement of prayer anymore, in confiding in somebody anymore. We've become, not to say it's a bad thing, but for a lot of us, maybe even 99% of us as Christians, we've become more self-isolated in our prayer lives. We're just me and God and God and me, or you and God and God and you, and it's nothing wrong with that, because before you reach out to people for prayer, you should have a prayer life for yourself. Amen. But what I'm trying to say is we've become very self-isolated in our prayer lives when sometimes God is saying that I hear you, I hear your prayer, and I'm going to work based off of your prayer. I'm going to move based off of your request. But the agreement, the power that comes in agreement, the power that comes when you can have someone touch and agree. Let me give you some verses. Once again, Matthew 18:19-20, it says, again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. Now, sometimes you don't got nobody to call, especially when you really, really trying to get through to God. So yes, don't quote me on this. I don't know if this is right or wrong, but in my belief, in my relationship with God, sometimes I believe that me and God, sometimes that's all the majority I need. Him and I, two. The Holy Spirit, three. God the Father, four. That's four people right there. The Trinity plus me, that's four people. So sometimes I can't always easily pick up the phone and call somebody. So at least I am in agreement with the Trinity. At least I am in agreement with God first and foremost. You got to have that agreement first. You got to have that agreement with the Trinity. There's no need of calling somebody on the phone or having a prayer partner to touch and agree with you on something if you don't first believe that you are in agreement with Jesus himself. And I know we might say, oh, well, if I'm praying, of course I believe God is going to do it. That's not necessarily true. Sometimes we just believe in ourselves more than we believe that God is actually going to do a thing. So you got to first have that agreement with God, that agreement that the Holy is going to do what the Holy Spirit does. You got to have that agreement that Jesus is going to do what Jesus done, which is intercede. Then you got to have that agreement that Abba Father is going to do what Abba Father does. Because touching and agreeing with somebody, if you don't believe that the Trinity is going to do what they're going to do, then it's kind of off-center, kind of out of alignment there in your prayer life. Amen. So once you know that you are in agreement with the Trinity, tri-unity, then that will make it easier to have a prayer partner or to reach out to somebody to say, hey, I'm believing God for this. Could you touch and agree with me? Could you pray with me on this? Amen. Also, 1 John 5:7-8, for there are three that testify, the spirit and the water and the blood, these three agree. For there are three that testify, the spirit, the water, and the blood. These three agree. Once again, the Trinity, tri-unity. God works with the Son works with the Holy Spirit works with the Son works with the Father, the Holy Spirit works with the Father works with the Son. They all work together. They're never out of alignment. They are in agreement with one another. They are so tight, hallelujah, so tight that even when Jesus was on this earth, Jesus did not make a move. Jesus did not make a move outside of his Father's will. And you know, that's very interesting to me because Jesus was 100% man, 100% divine, 100% God, but yet and still he did not make a move outside of the Father. He always acknowledged his Father. He always said, God, not my will, but your will be done. As in Luke 22:42, he said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. But Jesus was a part of this tri-unity, so he could have easily told himself, hey, remove this cup. He could have said to himself, you know, remove this cup, Jesus. I have the power in myself to remove this cup. But no, there's a unity there. There's an agreement there with him and the Father, him and the Holy Spirit. He could have called 10,000 angels. Yes, he could have removed the cup from himself, but he was in alignment. He was in agreement, He had all the power, but yet and still, he did not move outside of the will of his Father. Also, 1 Corinthians 1:10, it says, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you will be united in the same mind and the same judgment. We will be united in the same mind and the same judgment. We have to remain in fellowship with one another. Now, we may not be able to do that in the church setting that we're used to, but we can still do that even though we are not necessarily in a church building. We have to allow ourselves to fall under the will of God, under the instructions of God together. That way we can stay in the same mind and the same judgment together. Like I said before, how we are, a lot of us are self-isolated in prayer. A lot of us are also self-isolated in our mindsets, self-isolated in our judgment and our thinking. Oh, well, this is what I think, and if this don't work how I want it to work, then it ain't going to work. Or this is me. I. When the Bible does not necessarily represent me and the I ideology, the Bible is always focusing on unity. The Bible is always focusing on agreement and unity and dwelling together, fellowship, community effort. So this I, me. If I can't get this, if I can't do this, then it's not going to work. But that's not the ideology of the Christian faith. To be Christian means to be Christ-like. To be Christ-like means to fall in line in agreement
Christ-like, Christ-like, Jesus the Christ fell in line with the Trinity, the unity, him, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, unity, unity. To be a Christian, to be Christ-like, you have to fall in unity with something. You have to fall in unity under the umbrella of the Holy Spirit. You can't just be me, I. That, you know, we got to be careful with this self-centered mentality, because if we're not careful, the enemy can work through that me, and I want to do this. I want to start this. If I don't do this, it's not going to happen. If I don't get my way, this is not going to happen. That's not the work of God. That God don't work that way. God might give you the idea, but he might connect you with somebody to help you flourish that idea, or maybe or opposite, vice versa. But we are not meant to do this thing alone. We are not meant to live on this earth with this me and this I ideology. We ought to be, if nothing else, we should be banding more together like never before. We should be connecting arms and linking arms like never before. Hallelujah, Jesus. Acts 2:1 says, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. On the day of Pentecost, these people were together all in one place. They were all in one place, all of the same mindset. Have you ever been in a room with believers and everybody was on the same accord, in agreement, in one place, and you knew that God was working? You knew God was working. Hallelujah, Jesus. That is the power. Unity is the power. The agreement is the power. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Deuteronomy 32:30, it says that one can chase 1,000, and two can put 10,000 to flight. Which number sounds better? We as individuals can do and are doing great and mighty works on our own. Even for myself, when I think about myself and how God uses me and gives me ideas, this is not bragging. I know that when God gives me something, it's like, oh man, that's a great idea. I can do something great with that. But once I link arms, once I get into agreement, once God guides me to collaborate with somebody who he sends, it's like new ideas that meet the table, newness that meets the table. I have a lot of great ideas, but once you come and link with somebody that also has great ideas, that's twice the amount of great ideas. One can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some of us have been going through or will be going through some situations that are too great for us to bear alone. And in those instances where you feel that the burden is too heavy, that is probably the proper time to reach out. Number one, make sure you're in agreement with God, with the Trinity, and then have a prayer partner. Reach out to somebody to touch and agree with you on, or just watch God put somebody in your pathway to ask, what can I touch and agree with you on? You see, because for every situation, God has a remedy. So you may not have a prayer partner per se, but God has a ram in the bush for you. God knew that this young lady needs some kind of prayer, some kind of something, and he used me as a ram in the bush. Not to say that she don't have people praying for her, not to say that she may not have a prayer partner, this young lady, but I know that God used me to reach out to her to ask that specific question. So in my closing, I want to give you just a few points for the power of agreement in prayer. Prayer agreements can lead to breakthroughs. Prayer agreements can lead to breakthroughs. Number two, to pray together is to dream the dreams of God together. To pray together is to dream the dreams of God together. Isn't it nice to have somebody who dreams with you, dream in the alignment with God? Oh, you have your dreams. I have my dreams. But when we both are dreaming the same thing in the will of God, it's beautiful. Sometimes it's nice to know that you ain't the only one dreaming big. You ain't the only one dreaming crazy stuff. To know that it's somebody else that is dreaming the same thing in alignment with you. Number three, it is a huge encouragement when we don't have to carry a heavy burden alone. It is a huge encouragement when we do not have to carry a heavy burden alone. Number four, praying in agreement is harmonizing together like a symphony. Praying in agreement is harmonizing together like a symphony. Imagine walking into a concert hall and all you hear is the piano. Now, the piano is a beautiful instrument in and all by itself. Some people can just listen to a piano and nothing else all day long and be satisfied. But once you add drums, it does a little something different. And once you would add a guitar, it does something even greater. And then once you add some violin, it does something even greater. And how that concert hall fills up with the symphony, with everybody knowing their notes, coming together, harmonizing together, it does something. And that's what we do in God's eyes when we come together. We're all our own individual pieces, but we're harmonizing together. We all are playing one. We're all following the same music sheet. We're all following the same music sheet, and God is the one up there directing. The Holy Spirit is the one up there directing, telling us how slow to go, how fast to go, how to do this and how to do that. We're all in the same concert hall, all on our own instruments, and God is, the Holy Spirit is sitting there directing us, and what a beautiful sound it is in God's ears when we can come together and dwelling amongst our brethren and sisters in the beauty of unity. My God, hallelujah. Number five, praying with one another in agreement helps us to bear one another's burden. It encourages our faith and helps to avoid temptation. Some of us don't want to touch and agree with somebody because we already know what we're going to do. Let's just be honest. Sometimes, not all the time, not everybody, but sometimes some of us don't want to touch and agree with nobody because we already know that, yeah, I'm praying this prayer, but I'm really going to do what I want to do anyway. But if you could escape that mindset, if you could grow beyond that mindset and says, God, I do not want to fall to this temptation. I do not want to do this, God. So if you would help me, if I would just touch, if I could talk this through with somebody so that I won't yield to the temptation. If we could grow in our mindset, amen. Next one, Here's a few instructions on how to pray in agreement when you are praying, amen? Pray with a clean heart. Pray with the Holy Spirit's direction. Pray in agreement with honesty and love. Pray with faith and confidence. Pray with perseverance and urgency. Amen. Last two, sometimes one prayer from another perspective can change everything. Sometimes one prayer from somebody else can change the perspective of everything. Because sometimes when we pray, we only see it how we see it in our head. Yes, we're talking to God, but we still only have one narrative of what's going on in our minds when we're praying. So when we open up and when we talk to somebody and talk it through and let somebody know what's going on with us, it will help shed a new light and a new perspective. And maybe that's the answer to the prayer, is a new narrative and a new perspective, something to think about. And lastly, agreement is the untapped power of believers. Agreement is the untapped power of believers. So as I close on today's message, let us remain in the spirit of agreement, in unity, in the power of agreement in prayer. I pray for you. You pray for me. We are in this thing together. Amen. If the Holy Spirit is using you right now on who to call, on who to reach out to, so you don't have to carry your burden alone, then just go ahead and call them, amen, reach out to them, amen. If God sends somebody your way out of the blue and they say, how can I touch and agree with you on something, don't pull back. Let them know what's going on, because the answer may be right there just by you allowing yourself to agree in faith with another believer. Amen. I pray this message has encouraged and blessed you and given you a new perspective on the power of agreement in prayer. Have a blessed day.
Amen, amen, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Evangelist Bradford. Thanks. Now we see why the devil had a contract to take her out. If she's operating on this level of anointing at the age of 32, imagine when she gets my age. Amen. Imagine another 6 months, another 6 weeks, another 6 days. The power of agreement and prayer, beloved. Amen. Awesome teaching. Amen. I met with my bishop a couple of days ago, and I'm telling you, he spoke on this same line here. Amen, Sir Erica. Amen. The Holy Spirit is using you, amen, to speak the language of the bishop. Amen. And no longer me, 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 I. We thank God for your points. Amen. A prayer of agreement can lead to breakthrough. Prayer of agreement to pray together. It's a dream together. Amen. To pray together, it's a dream, the dream of God together. Amen. The prayer of agreement is a huge encouragement when we don't have to carry a heavy burden alone. Amen. It's like harmonizing together like a symphony. It helps us to bear one another's burdens, encourages our faith to avoid temptation. One prayer from someone else can change the perspective of everything, and agreement is the untapped power of believers. My God, that sums it all up right there. Untapped power. Amen. So thank you so much. Amen. That prayer of agreement. Amen. Y'all know I was teaching the same thing a couple weeks ago. I think it was last week. Our first step is to be in agreement with the word. Amen. That's the first step, which Erica covered. Amen. And that power of agreement, amen, it's awesome. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for you, Sister Erica. Amen. And to God be the praise, glory, and honor. We heard Erica's testimony. Amen. Burned out of her house less than 1 week moving in. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Settling in now. Amen. And we want to thank God for the transition. But Erica is still building, saints. She is still building. Amen. So we want to be a blessing to Erica. Amen. Glory be to God. She has received some love offerings and from the ministry. Amen. She has already thanked you, and we thank you. Amen. Glory be to God. She's still building. Most of us don't know what it's like, amen, to have everything destroyed. Amen. So if you desire to sow into the word this morning, into the life of the woman of God, amen, we know what we do here. If you're a visitor, amen, we have several ways, amen, that our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, GLENSIDE, Pennsylvania, 19038. Our website is www.lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. We also have a Cash App address, $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Anything that you sow, amen, to any of our ministers, go directly to the minister. It has to come through the ministry. That's the rules for 501c3, amen, and for our nonprofit status. It has to come through the ministry, and it comes to her, amen. Somebody, I'm telling you, one of the ministry partners here, I'm telling you, sent Erica a blessing. I'm telling you, it was really impressive. Amen. Erica got every dollar of that. Amen. We don't keep anything. Amen. But so if you want to sow into the ministry and sow into Erica's life, then just make it known. Amen. This much is for the ministry, this much for Erica, and we will do that accordingly. Amen. All right. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I did say cat. Visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. In form of announcement today, we will be at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock, and then we will be back tonight at 8 p.m. for our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. We ask that you would please join us and bring somebody with you, saints. We're living in times right now that somebody be happy to know that there's a group of Holy Ghost folks in love with Jesus, as Erica taught this morning, as the Holy Spirit taught through Erica, who are on one agreement, on one accord. And then you can see some miracles. Amen. Glory be to God. We can see the miracles with those 7 points that Erica gave us today. Amen. Glory be to God. Also, on Friday night at 8:30, they're going to be interviewing me on Facebook Live. Amen. At 8:30 on this Friday. Amen. They said it's going to be everywhere. I don't know what everywhere means. I'll let y'all know, but if you go to our Facebook page, amen, it'll be there at 8:30. The ICN Networks, amen, Impact Network will be interviewing me at this Friday night at 8:30. And then at 10 p.m., we will be meeting for our Friday night corporate prayer that we meet every other Friday night. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. I believe that's it. I don't think I'm leaving anything out. Amen. Glory be to God. Erica, thank you so much. I know it took a, you know, you made it look easy, but I know you still have boxes everywhere and stuff, trying to move stuff in and trying to organize and furniture coming in and you know, trying to get your place together. Amen. And the Lord really did bless you beautifully. Amen. God gave Erica double for her trouble. God gave Erica double for her trouble. Amen. So I realized that was a lot for you to stop. Amen. And do what you did this morning. So God bless you. Amen. And thank you. Amen. We want to wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful day today. Amen. Whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. We'll be back tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station, giving God all the praise, giving God the glory, and giving God all of the honor. Father God, Erica, any announcements, anything, would you like to take 30 seconds and share any announcements with our audience on this morning?
Praise the Lord. I don't have anything new going on right now. I'm revamping. I will also be back on Facebook with Bible study and my services starting next month. For those of you who are book savvy, If you are free during the week to visit us at Fasting for the Nation, everything is also recorded and found on YouTube. So if you would like to see any Sunday sermons from the past year or any Bible studies from the past year, you can go on Fasting for the Nation. That's Fasting, the number 4, the Nation. And it's about maybe 30 or more so videos on there. Amen. I'm still in business for those who are looking for custom T-shirts or website or logos. Amen. And I really want to, I don't know who's all on this line, and I'm not going to start name calling, but for those of you who have reached out to me and who are my clients, I appreciate you for trusting me with your design services. Amen. We are in this together. I'm in service for you, and I thank you for using me and choosing me to help you with your designs. So that's all I have for now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, sister. Amen. Be blessed with you. You're my sister. You're my daughter. You're my friend. Amen. That's how we are. Amen. One with another. Amen. We bless the Lord. And not only your natural mother, I'm your spiritual mother. Amen. So we got a lot going on, Erica. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Appreciate you. Love you. Before I give the benediction, saints, amen, I think we have one person in queue. We're going to take this real quick. Amen. If you would forbear with us. Amen. Not unless this was a mistake. Sometimes you hit that number one by mistake. And when you hit the number one, it's a question mark shows up, and that shows that somebody's in queue. Amen. So the line is open. Is there someone on the line?
Yes, Pastor. I just really wanted to thank Eva personally. When she speaks so pure. And it's like a renewing of the spirit that's really inside of you. And she really touches the innermost soul of me. I don't know what anyone else felt, but Erica, you speak with such purity and such beauty. And I just wanted to share that and just say thank you for being God anointed and for just being who you are, and the way that you communicate his word to us is just so refreshing. So I'm thanking you. I'm definitely going to be reaching out to you. So to God be the glory.
To God be the glory. God bless you, Brother Tyrone. Thank you so much for that encouragement. To God be the glory. I love you.
And I love you right back.
Amen. That was very sweet. Amen. Very caring. Amen. Thank you for going out of your way. Amen. Brother Reed. Amen. And working in that orchestra. Amen. That symphony, amen, that she spoke about on today. Amen. And so with that, Erica, why don't you give the benediction? Amen. Glory be to God, if you will. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It says, I love you. You love me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. Father God, we come to say thank you for the word of God that came this morning to teach all of us, Father God, to encourage all of us in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to say thank you for the remaining of this day. Father, how we have given you the first fruits, and now we're asking that you continue to orchestrate this day, God. Father, if any be sick on the line, heal them.
If any be sick, heal them, God. I don't know if it's just a summer cold. I don't know if it's arthritis. I don't know if it's COVID-19. I don't know if it's cancer. I don't know if it's high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, just a bad headache. God, I don't know if it's a heartache. Even if it's a heartache, God, if any be sick, heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. In the name of Jesus. And God, I'm asking that you do it in a miraculous, quick way in Jesus' name. And God, we love you and we praise you. Watch over our families today, our homes, our cars, our finances, our emotions, our neighbors, our coworkers, our jobs, as we come and as we go. We love you and we appreciate you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Satan is defeated, the darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is most definitely the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful, fantastic time. Christ, our Lord and Savior. Pastor Bradford, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Blessings.